Introducing Leon and Dusty. Introducing Leon and Dusty. Introducing Leon and Dusty. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to the Dustin and Leon Show.
It's not what it's called.
It's definitely called...
Again.
Welcome to We Solve Your Problems.
No, it's called Here to Help with Leon and Dustin. I tell you every week.
Great.
Don't make me get aggressive.
Would I not like you when you're aggressive?
Well, actually, you would.
I would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'd lull you into a false sense of security.
And then?
And then rip your head off. And suck your guts out like a froom.
Awesome! Well, welcome to... We Solve Your Problems.
Yeah, welcome to We Solve Your Problems.
So, we're a week late. Last week we should have posted one up, but we went to see the new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Django Unchained.
The Django.
No, The D is Silent.
It was very good.
Yeah, it was...
If you haven't seen it, it's very good. It's very violent, and it's very sweary.
Is this a review?
it's definitely... It's an 18.
Yeah. People know that.
Oh, I'm giving them a heads up and saying, look, it's sweary.
That's on the DVD. Sweary, says Leon Jan.
It's violent, and at times vulgar is what it is.
Yeah.
Everything you want in a movie. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, drink, baby, drink. So go and see Django.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good. It's very good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You enjoy yourself?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
We sat next to each other in the cinema.
Yeah, we did.
What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, good, actually. Last time we went to cinema was to see Looper.
Yeah, that was good. Looper's a good film with your favourite.
Brucey Willis.
What's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that was good.
He's good. I like him.
I didn't like how they tried to make his face look like Bruce Willis.
See, that's what I really liked about the film.
I was like,
when was the last time they did that in cinema?
Well,
in a modern movie.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's why.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks bad.
No, because it looked really... Well, it didn't look great, but it looked good. He didn't look like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
He didn't look like a human.
He did look like a human.
I think they should get that technology on me. Make me look like Bruce Willis. Hey, big news.
Go on.
Taylor Swift is broken up with...
Harry Styles. How does that make you feel?
I saw it coming. Mile off.
You did see it coming.
I predicted it.
You didn't predict... You said that they would break up.
Yeah, soon.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And then what, like 5 days later they broke up?
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with you?
Yeah, well, me and Taylor are, basically together.
Unofficial. Yeah. Unofficially together.
So she went out with him to research for the new album, basically gather material,
so just songs. Like sleeping with him and...
Oh, he broke my heart. Ooh.
Sleeping with him.
Yeah, all right.
And now you and then, get to hold her guitar while... Well, she was with him, and now you get to hand it back over and pine over her, bring her cookies, anything she wants.
No, I'm not a slave.
I demand a Lucozade. They don't even have Lucozade. I demand a Red Bull. No, not Red Bull. What is it they drink? I want some Gatorade.
Mountain Dew.
Give me some Gatorade. Dustin, get me some Gatorade, or you're never going to... I'll never let you put my shoes on again. You have a horrible relationship with her.
Yeah. She drinks way too many energy drinks.
Definitely. She needs it.
Why?
Well.
To keep up with me.
Okay. All right, bitches.
Don't.
Okay. Dustin, do you want to tell them where we are this week?
This week we're in a hospital. How does that make you feel?
I heard a massive groan from our listeners there.
No, you didn't.
Because they were like, hospital.
We're solving their problems.
Yeah, I know, but why? They don't need this problem solved by us. They need it by doctors. They have professional people there who are there to listen and help and actually do something about it. Whereas we are just noise. We're extra noise for
them. We're not giving medical advice.
What kind of advice are we giving?
Like, oh, what's the best hangover cure?
You got any good ones?
Well, maybe not that one. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, we're in a hospital.
Yes, sorry, we're in a hospital. Me and Dustin are fortunate enough to have our own radio show on a local hospital radio station. So it's very easy for us to get these...
Yeah, we didn't just break into a hospital.
No, we can't just go into a hospital and like say, please ask us questions. But we knew some of the wards and some of the people who've asked us these questions today, so this is a homage to some of those who have passed away.
Or some that have just gone home.
Just, yeah, and we never see again.
Ever?
Ever again. They might as well be dead. That's awful, isn't it? Also in the news this week, I've grown myself a beard. Do you want to describe the beard to them?
No.
Okay. It looks like a normal beard.
It's just a beard, isn't it? But you were... Well, I don't want to say, but you're sort of...
Right, yeah. I run the risk of being an Asian man with a beard. So...
Well, no, that's exactly what you...
Again, I'm running the risk of having a beard as an Asian man. Whenever I'm sitting on the back of buses, I get funny looks. Whenever I'm in a train...
That's because you never wear clothes.
That's probably why they look at me so funny. But I still think it's the beard.
And why is that?
Just because World of Terror.
Terrorist look.
It's not what I'm going for, but it's like, well, why can't I rejoice in my beard?
Facial hair? Yeah, it's the bomb.
It's the bomb. So an Asian man at the back of the bus just points at his beard and goes, "It's the bomb." How do you think people on the bus would react?
I think
women and children would just be crying, screaming. The men would get all upbeat, as in, like, some of them would run off like the little wimps that they are, and some of them would be like, well, I've got to do something about this, and then I get beaten up.
Well, I think some of them will appreciate the joke.
All the other Asian guys on there will start laughing.
That's a good one, mate.
But everyone else would just be like,
what? Yeah, that's sick.
Well, you're so disgusting. What's wrong with you? Yeah. All right, so we're in the hospital today. What questions have you ill people been sending in? Remember, you can send them in via our tweet at
Leon and Dustin.
Or you can just go the old school way, which is we put a hat out.
And if you see the hat, just write your problem in.
Yeah. First one is, why is hospital food so bad? This is a constant, isn't it? This comes up a lot. Why is hospital food so bad?
I guess they got to feed loads of people.
I'm surprised they haven't done better food.
For free.
Like Jamie Oliver. When he did the Channel 4's food for schools and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they're not eating turkey Twizzlers, are they, in hospitals?
Or chocolate eclairs.
Chocolate eclairs, that'd
be
nice.
Can you imagine having a chocolate eclair in a hospital?
Well, you can. There's, like, shops and that.
Yeah, but you're not really allowed to go to the shops, are you?
Why?
Because you're ill.
Well, just get a nurse to go.
Can't say, look, excuse me, Naz, can you go get me some sweets? I want a pack of Skittles.
You would do that.
I would definitely ask for a pack of sour Skittles, yeah.
Sour?
Yeah, man, the green packet's the best one.
You're mental.
A minute, am I?
Yeah.
Maybe I should be in hospital. So, why is hospital food so bad, Dust?
Is it? I've had it before. I thought it was all right.
Yeah?
Well, I only had a bit of bread. Nice. They buttered it up.
Have you ever had a long stay in hospital?
Well, I had a tooth out.
That's a dentist, isn't it?
No, but I had to go to hospital.
Why?
To have it surgically removed.
Again, the dentist could do that, right?
Yeah, but he didn't. Because
he was busy.
Doctors. He wasn't busy.
So the doctor was really busy. He's trying to cure patients. And there's some dude in the corner who's like, my tooth won't come out. And they're like, look, go to the dentist. We've told you so many times. And eventually they just did it, but without any anaesthetic or anything like that.
No, I had anaesthetic, actually. Oh, yeah.
How was it, yeah?
Yeah, really, really nice.
Were you knocked out?
Yeah, completely.
I was in hospital. I broke my had a
you
car.
You do weird things.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
I woke up and sang a chorus from Take That's Greatest Day.
And it's a game?
This could be my mum was there. She's like, what are you doing? Screaming it, is that?
Today this could be the greatest day of our lives. Is that it?
Yeah, I just did
that's
the chorus.
All the oh, bless. I bet that was really sweet.
Everyone was
hilarious.
Looking around like, what is he doing?
Have I been... I think... No, I don't think I have. I got hit by a car when I was on my bike, and I only broke my finger. I broke my baby finger, and there was a bone that had to be removed and put something put in or whatever. And they asked me if I would like to go under, or if I'd just like an anaesthetic on my hand so they could operate my hand.
Oh yeah, that's good.
And I was rehearsing a play at the time, so I just got it done on my hand. But they had someone there sitting with me, just talking me through just stuff. What you've been up to? How are you? What kind of music are you into? They played some Elton John in the background as well.
Oh, yeah?
But I literally had no feeling in my hand So nothing at all. And they pretty much just opened the bad boy up.
Oh, wow.
I didn't get to see it, fortunately, because I think I would have just freaked out. But that's why they had someone there talking to me. It's this one here. So, yeah, you see it? Slightly, you see the scar there? It's not disgusting.
You're a freak.
It's not a freak. It's not a freakish.
Not the elephant man.
No, it's character.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah. Which was a shame, actually, because that really put my my hand modelling dreams. Really
can you just do one hand?
I don't know if you can. I don't know. But the hand isn't so great, is it? Right, it's a good hand.
Mine's quite small.
Yeah.
Tiny impact.
Stubby.
Right.
That was the only time I've ever been... failed. And I had an asthma attack when I was a little boy. I was doing a... I had to win a badge. I was doing a badge thing for swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to swim like 5 lengths.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to my third and had an asthma attack.
Do you have asthma?
Yeah. Yeah, I had an asthma attack. And
do you have your...
What's that? You doing the signal for an inhaler?
Yeah, that's the word.
I don't have my inhaler. I'm not a very good asthmatic.
Why didn't you carry it?
I just don't really use it.
So what if you just had broke out in...
I had an asthma attack?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you'd have to call an ambulance or something.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
I wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you?
Like, this is why.
Why? Because it makes good podcast listening, isn't it?
Well, it probably would, yeah.
Yeah, everyone would be like, oh, I checked this podcast out. Is this guy has an asthma attack? And that's how we get our views.
Yeah, yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah. I mean, I'd sing Greatest Day. Well, I think the advice here is, you know, the hospital food may not be good, but the care is, you know, just be happy that you're in hospital, being looked after by medical professionals.
Yeah. Strangers, in other words.
Have you ever called your teacher mum?
Straight away, yes.
You have?
I think everyone has.
Yeah, I have.
Do you reckon girls have called... We went to a boys' school, so it was slightly different. But do you reckon girls ever say to their male teachers, Dad? And then they just kind of freak out.
Yeah, I would freak out if a little girl started calling me Dad.
But yes, I've called quite a few of my teachers mum. What made you say that?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I was one of the questions.
I remember there was this one teacher, Mrs. Osborne, and she was really cute. She was a really cute teacher. And I remember having a little crush on her. And then as soon as that day came when I called her mum.
That's it.
That was down. It. That Dead. Was it. Dead in the water. Never looked at me the same.
Did you have that beard?
Didn't have the beard at the time. Maybe the beard would have changed things.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you imagine saying that to your boss? I wonder if that's happened.
There's Excuse me, mum.
Sorry, mum. Oh, could you imagine just that? And your heart would sink. And could you imagine if other people around you heard you say it as well?
Especially if your boss was a man.
That'd be awful. There's a really good advert on the TV at the moment where this good-looking executive asks a female colleague and says, can I get the numbers up, please? And he leans in towards the screen, very close to her face, and she has a moment where she just stares up at him and just kisses him on the cheek, and then suddenly wakes up and realises what she's
done.
What
have I just done?
It's a really good advert.
Is that a Dr. Pepper advert?
It isn't. It's a really, it's an advert that lasts. They genuinely, they're really good. You know when adverts last like 10 seconds?
And they're good as well.
They're very good. They're just like, you get the joke, or...
Do you reckon there actually is a Dr. Pepper?
Yes, yes.
An actual Dr. Pepper.
He's definitely like... Yep. What's he like? He's the coolest cat on the ward. He's easily the coolest
cat. He's just going around like, yeah,
what? And he knows it. He knows it. And
he's like, I reckon he'd get bored of it eventually. He's just like an old man. Like,
people just singing to him.
Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood. Just all the time. What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen? Man could die.
Yeah, shut your mouth. We get to meet some very interesting people, and luckily, I've got one of those interesting people. One of our listeners from the hospital has kindly sent me this message, basically just asking a genuine question. The question is, which uniform is the best? Is it police uniform, a nurse uniform, or a schoolgirl's uniform?
In what sense?
Which of those is the best? Which of those would you prefer?
To wear?
To see someone in, perhaps. I don't know about you, but we're quite young anyway. So seeing someone in a schoolgirl's uniform, I don't think it's sexy.
It's just a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit weird. It's a bit pervy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure, like, in 10 years' time, we'll feel absolutely different. All we'll want is someone in a school uniform.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
What? I said speak for yourself.
What do you mean?
I'll just speak for yourself.
So you're not into schoolgirls?
Well, if you are, you're going to be seeing...
You're in school boys.
Going to see a lot of police. School boys, do you? And if you keep talking to me like that, you're going to see a lot of nurses as well. So shut up. Not police.
Oh, you playing the badass card. Oh, yeah, I hate the police. Oh, yeah, fuck the police. Pigs, isn't it? Pigs. You smell bacon, bruv. There's something about police women that's quite... just because they have a lot of power.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm afraid that's true. That's yes. Not. There's something very sexy about a woman in power, right?
Margaret Thatcher.
Yeah, well, no, not Margaret Thatcher.
Well, she was the most powerful woman in the country.
All right, then.
The Queen.
The uniform itself, what does it do for you?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I give a shit.
Not a shit, no. Not a shit. Sorry.
So.
Never a good question to the hospital. I suppose they don't really.
No.
I suppose you were right. Especially judging by this question. I need a kidney.
Is that it? My excuse is I'm a massive chain smoker and.
That's nothing to do with kidneys.
And heroin addict.
Nothing to do with kidneys.
Again, I'm a huge drinker.
Again, nothing to do with kidneys.
Well, maybe I just have constant weeing problems. I wear a nappy. My kidneys,
that's good.
My kidneys are pathetic.
That's good. No, your kidneys are working.
No, but my kidneys are pathetic. My bladder is shit. So,
well, no one wants your bladder. They want your kidneys.
Yeah, I know, but it's all connected, isn't it? So,
well, yeah, they don't want your whole organ system. They just want a kidney.
Is it? Is it? They just want a kidney, do they? Is that why it's so funny?
Yeah.
I can't give you my kidney, I'm afraid.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, because I've said why I can't. Why can't you?
They're not very good. My organs aren't very good.
Tell me why.
Well, I'm anemic. Okay. So I can't give blood.
Yep.
I've got really small arms.
That's got nothing to do with your kidneys. I've got small arms. I can't actually. I can't reach my kidney.
Oh, I just can't reach.
Well, good luck, brother. I've got another question here. How do I start a conversation with the ill people around me? Good question.
Play games.
What kind of games?
Like top trumps, who's got the most severe illness? Or I've got gonorrhea.
I knew you'd say gonorrhea. I just knew it. I could see it on your face. I was expecting gonorrhea.
You should never expect it.
And
then they're like, oh, I'm having a tooth out. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Janet. You lose. I trumped you.
Gonorrhea wins. Yeah.
Every time.
Just start out with the simple things like, I've got some extra grapes over here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
I've just read this magazine. Do you want to read it? And then you start a dialogue that
I'll
way.
I'll get gonorrhea.
No, because then people would judge you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Someone puts around them and goes, I've got an illness you can only get from dogs. Do you know what I mean? People are going to judge you straight away and think he's been at it with the dog.
No, they're not.
Why? What else? How would you? How else? That's the first thing I think.
Get a disease from a dog?
Yeah.
Like petting it? Or petting it? Kissing it?
Kissing it? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Going at it with a dog.
No, everyone kisses their dog.
No one kisses their dog.
Everyone does.
Just start a dialogue with people.
Should we read out some of the news?
Right, I've got some news for you. I think it was in Australia, near the beaches and the shores and stuff. There was a family just hanging out and a shark came out of the water 6 foot where a load of children were. A saviour ran over, picked up the shark by the back of its tail, the end of its tail, and threw it back in to the sea in the direction it should have been going in. That hero was 68-year-old Dan. A granddad was saving and protecting his grandkids and other people by the shore. And it just makes you think, you know, would you do that?
What did he do?
An old guy basically picked up a shark by its tail and threw it back into the sea.
Yeah, it'll make no sense.
Let's do this again. Another story. Let me start again. There was a shark swimming up in Australia, like they do. But this young buck was this young shark was thinking, oh, I see some people on the shore.
See some legs here.
I'm a little bit hungry, And he came very, very close to shore, and you could see him, and there was a massive like announcement saying there's a shark in the water.
Get out.
Yeah, but there were kids in this one
get out.
Small area.
Yeah.
And a hero came running down, picked up the shark by its tail, and threw it in the direction it should be heading in.
Wow.
Yeah, and that hero was 68-year-old Daniel. No, it doesn't sound so great. And the hero who came running down was 70-year-old.
This is a lie.
Okay, and the hero that came running down was 71-year-old.
He's probably dead now by the time you finish this story.
Was 71-year-old Mohammed, who was willing to say... Get what? What are you saying? You know that Mohammed is the most common name in the world. So why couldn't Mohammed just throw a shot back into the river, sea, ocean?
No, we can...
You couldn't? No? He got a strength. The beard weighing him down, is it? On that note, on that bombshell, is our mate Jezza.
He's not our mate.
He's not our mate.
We've never spoken about him.
I did see him in a car once.
Did you?
A very, very nice car. And I was with my mate Shaq. And he was bibbing the horn going, hey, Jezza, Jeremy, Jeremy. Jeremy Clarkson just turned around, looked at us, and gave us a nod. Carried on.
Jeremy, Jeremy.
Jezza, hey. So, on that bombshell.
As our mate Jezza would say.
Good night. Dear listener,
see you next week.
Boy! Boy!
Stop doing that.